The first assault wave of American troops is getting ready to tackle the German defenses on Omaha Beach. Among them is American writer Ernest Hemingway, who is a war correspondent. He writes, "As we moved in towards land in the grey early light, the coffin-shaped steel boats took solid green sheets of water that fell on the helmeted heads of the troops packed shoulder to shoulder in a stiff, awkward, uncomfortable, lonely companionship of men going to a battle." Another war reporter, the photographer Robert Capper, is also caught up in this inferno. He says, "It was the ugliest beach in the whole world. Exhausted from the water and the fear, we lay flat on a small strip of wet sand. Over 2,000 American soldiers will lose their lives here. As the tide rolls in, the soldiers are trapped between the sea and gunfire from the German blockhouses." Eisenhower had prepared a communique in case the landing failed. In a handwritten letter, he said, "My decision to attack at this place was based on the best information available. If there is any blame or fault attached to the attempt, it is mine alone." But a small group succeeds in climbing up under enemy fire and neutralizing the German cannons with the help of the Royal Air Force's fighter bombers. In the meantime, the Canadian troops have landed on Juno Beach. There is indeed very little resistance, only a few shots that do not deter the British on the next beach along. The few German defenders who survive the bombardments finally surrender. British and French commandos land on the fifth beach.